HearingNet News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Many Missourians cooped up in their homes got out to a state park over the weekend to get some fresh air and enjoy the weather. But word has gotten out that they were not keeping their social distancing during a Capitol press conference yesterday. Governor Parsons says he's considering whether to close state parks.
We're a little disappointing there of what happened over the weekend at some of the state parks. We're trying to leave facilities like that open for the general public, but unfortunately, people didn't abide by the rules. We're going to make that decision. We're in discussions about that right now, whether we close those parks down or not.
The rules include remaining 6 feet apart from each other and limiting gatherings to no more than 10 people. Missouri is letting doctors and surgeons licensed in other states care for patients here in person or through telehealth options during the coronavirus outbreak. At a Capitol press conference yesterday, Department of Commerce and Insurance Director Clora Lindley Myers says the decision applies to those who have not had their active licenses disciplined.
By having this access granted to additional providers, we increase our ability to meet the needs of Missouri patients who are being tested and treated for COVID-19.
Missouri RNs and LPNs are already allowed to practice in person or through telehealth in their home state and 32 other states. A northern Missouri congressman says the $2 trillion economic stimulus package is aimed at helping America emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic stronger. Congressman Sam Graves says the bill provides $350 billion to the Small Business Administration to supply Main Street businesses with the capital they need to help keep the lights on and their workers on the payroll.
And as long as they continue to keep them on the payroll through July 2nd, then that becomes forgiven.
The governor has warned that thousands of Missourians will lose their jobs due to that outbreak. Congressman Graves says the stimulus boosts unemployment benefits for the millions of Americans who've lost their jobs. The Supreme Court of Missouri has extended through April 17th its statewide suspension of most in-person proceedings. The High Court spokesperson Beth Riggert says the state Supreme Court had already canceled its own in-person oral arguments scheduled in April, but the cases can still be considered.
And it's giving the parties in those cases an opportunity to decide whether they want the case just submitted on the written materials that they've already filed, or whether they would like to postpone the case, or how they would like to proceed.
The courts can still consider or rule on any matter that does not require an in-person proceeding. The ruling does not change deadlines required through Missouri's electronic filing system. And the Jackson County Health Department has told Bass Pro Shop in Independence, Missouri to close. The health department sent a letter to the business instructing them to shut their doors. If they remain open, they said law enforcement will be contacted. The order affects the Independence store only. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to News on MissouriNet.